Narrated Malik ibn Aws ibn al-Hadafan. Once I set out to visit Umar ibn al-Khattab. While I was sitting there with him, his gatekeeper, Yarfa, came and said, Uthman, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Az-Zubayr, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas are seeking permission to meet you. Umar said, Yes. So he admitted them, and they entered, greeted, and sat down. After a short while, Yarfa came again and said to Umar, Shall I admit Ali and Abbas? Umar said, Yes. He admitted them, and when they entered, they greeted and sat down. Abbas said, O chief of the believers, judge between me and this, Ali. The group, Uthman and his companions, said, O chief of the believers, judge between them and relieve one from the other. Umar said, Wait, I beseech you by Allah, by whose permission both the heaven and the earth stand fast. Do you know that Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, said, Our property will not be inherited, and whatever we leave is sadaqah, to be given in charity. And by that Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, meant himself. The group said, He did say so. Umar then turned towards Ali and Abbas and said, I beseech you both by Allah. Do you know that Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, said that? They said, Yes. Umar said, Now, let me talk to you about this matter. Allah favored his messenger, peace be upon him, with something of his property, war booty, which he did not give to anybody else. And Allah said, وَمَا أَفَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ مِنْكُمْ فَمَا أَوْجَفْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ خَيْلٍ وَلَا رِكَابٍ And what Allah gave as booty, to his messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him, from them, for what you made with no expedition, with either cavalry or camelry. Up to, وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Allah is able to do all things. Quran chapter 59 Verse 6. So this property was specially granted to Allah's messenger, peace be upon him. But by Allah, he neither withheld it from you, nor did he keep it for himself and deprive you of it, but he gave it all to you and distributed it among you till only this remained out of it. And out of this property, Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, used to provide his family with their yearly needs. And whatever remained, he would spend where Allah's property, the revenues of Az-Zakah, used to be spent. Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, kept on acting like this throughout his lifetime. Now, I beseech you by Allah, do you know that? They said, Yes. Then Umar said to Ali and Abbas, I beseech you by Allah, do you both know that? They said, Yes. Umar added, When Allah had taken his messenger, peace be upon him, unto him, Aba Bakr said, I am the successor of Allah's messenger, peace be upon him. So he took charge of that property, and did with it the same what Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, used to do, and both of you knew all about it then. Then Umar turned towards Ali and Abbas and said, You both claim that Aba Bakr was so and so, But Allah knows that he was honest, sincere, pious, and right in that matter. Then Allah caused Abu Bakr to die, and I said, I am the successor of Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr. So I kept this property in my possession for the first 2 years of my rule, and I used to do the same with it as Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr used to do. Later, both of you, Ali and Abbas, came to me with the same claim and the same problem. O Abbas, you came to me demanding your share from the inheritance of the son of your brother, and he, Ali, came to me demanding his wife's share from the inheritance of her father. So I said to you, If you wish, I will hand over this property to you, on condition that you both promise me before Allah, that you will manage it in the same way as Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr did, and as I have done since the beginning of my rule. Otherwise, you should not speak to me about it. So you both said, Hand over this property to us on this condition. And in this condition, I handed it over to you. I beseech you by Allah. Did I hand it over to them on that condition? The group said, yes. Umar then faced Ali and Abbas and said, I beseech you both by Allah. Did I hand it over to you both on that condition? They both said, yes. Umar added, do you want me now to give a decision other than that? By him with whose permission, order, both the heaven and the earth stand fast, I will never give any decision other than that till the hour is established. But if you are unable to manage it, that property, then return it to me, and I will be sufficient for it on your behalf. See Hadith number 3094.